නමෝ තස්ස භගවතු අරහතු සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස නමෝ තස්ස භගවතු අරහතු සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස නමෝ තස්ස භගවතු අරහතු සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස. So today is the first talk. We have three talks continuous from today, tomorrow, and the day after. So the three topics will be from dana to sila, from sila to samadhi, and from samadhi to panya. I'm sure most of you have listened to such topic about dana, about sila, about samadhi, about panya many times. So you must have learned about various types of dana, how to dana this way and that way. So this is not the approach which I'm trying to attempt. I'm trying to show the relationship from one level to another level. So I'm not going to mention what types, how many types, dana. Briefly, we may just touch on top. But mainly is how is one related to another. This is important. If you know how these things all are interrelated to each other, then it will help a lot of our understanding in actual real life application. I suppose you have, most of you have heard the story when our Bodhisattva Hermit Sumedha, when he received prophecy from Dipankara Buddha, saying that in future, after 4 Asamkhya Kappas and 100,000 Kappas later, you are going to be a Sammasambuddha with the name Gautama Buddha. Then, when the Hermit Sumedha, when he received prophecy from Dipankara Buddha that he was going to be Gautama Buddha, what he did? Instead of sitting on his glory or whatever, and then thinking that so sure of achievement, he sat up from his lying, he put his body flat, lying flat, and hope, saying that he surrendered his body to the Buddha. But after that, of course the Buddha did not step on him. Then he sat up and he reflect, what do I need to do to become a Sammasambuddha? What do I need to do? Naturally he reflect, instead of thinking that, oh, I'm going to be a Buddha, nothing else I do. Naturally, instead of thinking that I'm sure to become a Buddha, he's thinking that, what should I do to become a Buddha? Why? Why he had that kind of a... Most people, when they get praises, they get a prophecy, a prediction, and they feel very great. Then sometimes they forget what they want to do. But not the Bodhisattva. The Bodhisattva, one of the conditions for him to receive definite prophecy from a Buddha, to become a confirmed Bodhisattva, one of the conditions is he must believe strong faith, strong knowledge about karma. If a person doesn't have fixed, confirmed, very strong, very deep knowledge and understanding and confidence in karma, he cannot get prophecy. He cannot get prophecy. It is natural, because only a person who is convinced faith, very strong, fixed faith in karma, he would know how to do, what he need to cultivate in order to become a Buddha. If a person have no confidence in cause and effect, then very dangerous. If without cultivating the right cause, not possible to get the result. But for the Bodhisattva, or for anyone, any candidate to become a Bodhisattva, this is a must condition. A must. Then he set up. Naturally, he reflect, what do I need to do? in order to become a Buddha. A Buddha cannot become, you cannot achieve Buddhahood without any cause. There must be a cause. There must be causes. So he reflect. Then the ten parami came to his mind. Dana, sila, nekama, panya, virya, kanti, saccha, adhitana, metta, upeka. One after another. And the first is dana. Why so special about dana? It's the first parami that came to the mind of Hermes Sumedha, of the Bodhisattva. The first parami that he realized that this he need to do. It's not the most important. Out of the ten, actually the panya is most important. But why it is put in the first position and the first to realize? Because this is the initial. It is the initial merits. Initial. The important. There's a easiest to start off. In fact, this is also the last parami he perfect when he Vesantara, when he was in the Jataka, Vesantara Jataka, that was the last parami he perfect before he complete all his parami to become Buddha and wait in Tusita heaven. Dana is also the last, is the first and also the last he completed. Why? If you know, then you know there is, you can understand clearly. It is the first, it is the easiest. And it is the easiest to start off all wholesomeness. It is easiest. Other things, suddenly you want to do a very tough work, can be very difficult. But dana is easiest to start off. When a person see other needs, others needs, naturally, it is easier for a person to arouse this wholesome quality, this kindness, that I want to give. Oh, this poor person, oh, let me give him or give her, give this little boy, this beggar. We have a simple, then the first wholesomeness comes up. Then sometimes also it comes up like, because of, even for parents, you see the children, oh, you need this, you will give. So this giving is the first, is easiest to arouse this wholesomeness. And if you understand Abhidhamma, actually a lot of wholesome states, they are interrelated. Wholesome states are always interrelated. For example, there are 19 beautiful cetasikas. Now, if you arouse mindfulness, all other comes up. If you arouse non-greed, all other comes up. And you arouse non-hatred, all other comes up. And what mental states is cultivated when we perform dana? In the Abhidhamma, the root, actually we are talking the science of this mechanism. When we talk about do good, it's conceptual. When we talk about what is the mental state that is involved, we are talking about science, the mental science. So the quality mental state that is involved in dana is aloba cetasika, non-greed. When we give, we are giving with non-greed. We are give. So give someone something. So this first wholesome state starts to arise. When this non-greed arise, actually, non-anger also arise. And all other mindfulness also arise. Faith also arise. Then the uprightness, tranquility, lightness, uprightness, softness, proficiencies, all other good qualities of the mental state all arise together. So, in order to start off something good, sometimes people say, this person seems to be so evil. But usually, to arouse something good in a person, this is the first thing we must do. Once a person start to have something like, maybe the love for own family, maybe not loving the rest of the world, but you love your own family, my own child, that can be a seed for all other wholesomeness to arise. It is most important to have the first wholesome quality to arise. And then for dana, is aloba cetasika. Once aloba cetasika arise, other things slowly, it all comes, stronger and stronger, mindfulness, strength, everything, then slowly wisdom comes in. So when we dana, what do we dana? material things beginning. Some even they can dana, bodily parts, even lives. Well, it can be difficult, but people dana different things. And some also in the form of service, vyavacha, they are doing. It's in fact actually another life of dana. Dana, your manpower, your effort, and things like that. And your consolation, fearlessness, yeah, you also give. Because you also see, oh, this person is so sorry, in miserable states, unhappy. Oh, just encounter a disaster, ordeal of life. Okay, you go and console, help, encourage, assurance, guarantee, and things like that. Okay, you help to overcome fearlessness, worries, and things like that. Now, this is also another dana. And then, of course, if you teach dharma, this is also dana. So when you give dana in this way, either you give dharma, you give material things, you give consolation, you give your mental support, moral support, whatever. So when you're doing that, what happened in your mind? What happened in your mind? You see, the first arise is alobha cetasika, because you're willing to share your property, your material things to others. You can overcome your greed. We love this, we like this, but you overcome. Even this also can come with different category. Some you throw away what you don't want, you give. At least there's also, you can give away. Some people even what they don't want to give away. Okay, give. Then later you can give what you actually want. Now you may also give very superior things. This is, the alobha is even stronger. Very superior, you cherish it so much, but you share it, other people need it more. You give. Then the alobha cetasika very strong. And when alobha cetasika arise, if you understand abhidharma, adosa also there. Non-anger also there. Then, is it love easier to arise? When you don't have anger, you don't have dosa, don't have anger. You have the adosa cetasika, non-anger mental state. So when you start off with non-greed, alobha, non-greed, because giving is non-greed. Because of non-greed arise, non-anger also arise. Adosa. And then, because of this quality arise, many other good qualities can arise. You see, but from at the beginning, you just may just give dana, nature, ordinarily. Later, because of better understanding, you give, you get used to it, and you see people happy. They appreciate, they show their gratitude. So people feel more encouraged to give. So the whole chain of wholesomeness start to roll on. Start to roll on. You do more wholesomeness and more help. You see people happy and people appreciate. You know, it's natural, human life to be appreciated. You feel kind of appreciation, importance. So that's the I. I say I. But people, the I, they have some need to be appreciated, need to be loved. So when you give dana, what comes back to you? Not to say a few people may, they no sense of gratitude. But most people, if you are kind to them and give and share, they show some gratitude, thankful, and love. So this bounce back. Then after that, it is easier to develop more and more love. And until a point, you can dana with selflessness. I can dana with selflessness. And you can even dana with without attachment. That's what dana category rise. The quality of dana rise. Higher and higher, better and better quality. So what is this related with our sila? Different level of dana power produce different effect in sila. It's starting from something very simple. Because other people are suffering, you have sympathy, so you dana. From beginning, then slowly, more and more. So look at this. Just look at Panchasila. Look at Panchasila. Why people kill? Why people kill? Because very often, because of our greed. Because of our greed, not also anger. You know, greed also. For example, people do a lot of slaughter business, killing. Because they want wealth and want things, you know, craving. But later, if you have this dana heart, oh, I give, you know, this being need. So, you give with the non-greed. And also, sometimes slowly, it also comes with love. Giving with love. So, when you give with non-greed, you give with love, So this kind of quality, love and compassion and non-greed, it helps us to keep our, easier to keep the sila. Yeah, easier. And you care for others, then easier to keep. Especially if you have metta, naturally you won't kill. If you have metta for all beings, naturally you don't kill. So this is one. And more direct is adina dana veramani. Avoiding this stealing, or taking what is not given. Because when we are greedy, we want to grab other people's property, other people's wealth, other people's good things. But when we have non-greed, we develop this quality more and more and more. You don't need to worry. Some people worry. Oh, some people say, well, I become a monk or nun, but I have a tendency, you know, I have a desire to kill, to steal. I worry, you know, because it can be very dangerous, you know, for bhikkhu. If you have a desire to steal, then it's parajika. So how to overcome that? Usually, if we happen to meet some people who have a natural tendency to steal, we just advise you do a lot of dana. You just offer, you just give, you just share. You don't want, you know, give people all the good things, the best thing you give to others. Then after some time, they can overcome. The desire to steal, they can overcome. Because of alobha cetasika. And kamesu, mijajara. You see, kamesu, outside own couple, as outside your husband or your wife, you want something else. This is a strong greed. So this dana, starting from overcome the greed towards material things, it is related. It is not directly on people yet, but slowly, this aloba, you feel happy. When you feel you have no greed, you feel happy. The more you experience the power of aloba in your mind, then you feel happy. Oh, actually, not holding on is suffering. Letting go is not so suffering. Holding on is suffering. Letting go is happiness. Once a person starts to appreciate this happiness a little bit more and more and more, then slowly keeping the sila, not so difficult anymore. It's easier. Easier to have the practice, the restraint. So this kamesu also easily, more can overcome. And if you always have dana, not only you dana the material things, you also give people fearlessness, you want to make people have confidence. You want your presence to produce confidence in others. You like to see others having confidence. Then why should they lie? Because lying actually gives people effect of security. How do I know this person is saying the true things? How do I know it's not cheating? So you don't know. But if you... for a person who want to give confidence, you console others, you want people to be good, then slowly, this kind of heart. Also, why should you lie? So easy, and because you want to give people happiness, you have love for others, so this one also easy. Not slowly, easier. And then many reasons that aloba cetasika, dana spirit can help this thing. There are many reasons, not only one reason. Many ways it can help to us to keep the sila better. And also, for taking liquor, intoxicants. Taking intoxicants. So this one especially, when your dana goes to higher quality, not only ordinary quality. When you practice dana, it is a kind of self-conquer. What you love, what you hold on to, you can overcome. You can give. So this is what? This is a kind of self-mastery. And for sila, it's actually, you have to have that mastery, self-mastery. Sama vacha, sama kamanta, sama ajiwa. Right speech. You have to be able to restrain from the wrong speech. Right action, you must be able to restrain from wrong action. Right livelihood, you must be able to restrain from wrong livelihood. It is a kind of self-mastery. And this self-mastery starting from dana time. From the time we give dana, you see, it is not easy. It requires some overcoming of our weakness. For example, during the Buddha's time, there was one very poor man. And between he and his wife, he has only one chiwara, one cloth. So when he goes out, his wife could not go out. And the wife went out, he could not go out because it's going to be naked. You have only one cloth. But so when he listened to Dhamma, he listened to what the Buddha say, oh, this wonderful, Dana is wonderful. Then he contemplate on his life. Oh, how difficult is my life. I must have not, surely I have not done enough good Dana in the past. That's why I become so poor. So, but now I have nothing to give except this. If I don't give, in future I will continue to suffer poverty. So he has a lot of confidence in the Buddha's words about Dana. He has a lot of confidence about the Buddha. So what he was struggling, should I give, not give? But if I give, no, then how? I'm going to be quite naked. Maybe under rope, I don't know, maybe under the well, but I think maybe the upper one. I didn't say, but one piece is mentioned there. According to the text, it's only one piece. So eventually, the first watch of the night, he struggled, he couldn't give. Second watch of the night, he struggled, could not give. The last watch of the night, he overcome. Oh, he threw his cloth in front of the Buddha and said, I have conquered. He was so happy. You see, self-conquer is the real happiness. So he conquered his greed, his holding on. When he conquered, he experienced happiness. The happiness of self-conquer, the happiness of aloba. When you overcome that. Of course, people say, well, it's natural to have loba. No, this needs holding on. Because this is what you need. But if it is so difficult, still, because for the sake of truth, for the sake of not wanting to suffer anymore in future, for such horrible poverty, he conquered. This is great power. Great self, very hard. So this kind of self-conquer ability is very much needed in Sila. When we practice Sila, we need a lot of temptation, a lot of challenge, a lot of pressure. You know, some people are pressured into accepting bribes. Not only tempted, sometimes also pressure, peer pressure also. Everyone accept bribe, you don't accept, people don't trust you. But everyone commit the same mistake, then people trust you. Because they know, you also make the mistake, you can't do anything to me. But if you are too pure and too clean, people are scared of you. People scared of you. If they are all impure and then you keep too pure, then people worry about you. In real life out there is there. So it is not easy. You have to you have to hold on. You have to be very careful. That restraint. If you read, if you see the three, Virati, Sama Vacha, Sama Kamanta, Sama Ajiva. This is actually Chetasika, mental state. This mental state comes in the form of restraint. It comes in the form of restraint. So this is self-mastery. This is self-mastery. So this is very much needed. So Dana provides us with the first experience of self-mastery. At the beginning, from the easy thing, then slowly more and more. Then, when our Dana quality increases, our Sila quality also will increase. How? Ordinary Dana. People sometimes Dana, they say not aloba, but very often people also dana, sometimes with a strong craving for some result. I know one couple, last time, they asked me, at that time before I became a monk, oh, Brother Chang, we are thinking want to do dana. Do you think our dana will help for our meditation? I say, that immediately I feel something, when this question was put to me, I felt, oh, maybe, if they want progress in meditation too much, he's thinking that, but this person is very rich, thinking that I can give money, instead of meditating so hard, I just give money, I can meditate better. So, I spoke in very careful, I was alarmed. I said, depends. This dana quality is aloba cetasika. If you accumulate more aloba merits, aloba, of course, aloba is helpful for our meditation, because at least it's overcome some nivarana, defilements, some hindrances are overcome. For example, sensual lust and things, greed, this is hindrances that can affect our meditation. But if you cultivate more aloba, then hindrances also become less. Because not only non-greed overcome, if you overcome non-greed at the same time, you overcome greed, you cultivate non-greed, at the same time, this non-anger also bring up. Because we know, you know, one wholesome state bring up, actually one wholesome state bring up all other, many other wholesome states. They always come together. Good qualities always come together, and bad qualities also come together. This is truth, you know, this is a natural law about the mind. If you study Abhidhamma, you will understand. So I say, well, it should be able to help, provided you dana without greed, you know. If you have too much greed in dana and you expect so much, well, it may cause problem for your meditation. I already cautioned them, you know, this couple. I cautioned them clearly. Then they did a big dana. That was 20 over years ago. Huh? 20 years, 100 over 1,000. It's a big thing, you know. Dana to Nepal. 100 over 1,000, especially in Nepal, this is big money. You know, dana. Then the next retreat is the most suffering retreat for this couple. Both husband and wife suffer so badly. They say, oh, Brother Chang, you dana so much, why our meditation becomes so bad? I said, didn't I caution you? You're supposed to dana without this wrong expectation. Actually, dana and meditation, it doesn't come in this form of direct, you know, you can buy your meditation progress. It doesn't come in this way. It comes in a, no, in dana to bhavana, still there's a gap, you know. You have dana, sila, bhavana. And bhavana, hitna, for this talk, for this time, I've split into samadhi and panya, you know. Focus on samadhi and panya. Okay, so this is on bhavana side. So this one, you want a direct result, then money can buy meditation result. It's not. But it is related, it is helpful, it is supportive, yes. To say it is direct cost, you can buy, you can just give money and then your meditation progress, it is not true. Meditation also comes with other, to progress in meditation, it requires many other good qualities. Like tolerance, like equanimity, balanced mind, like mindfulness. So many good qualities are involved. And energy, faith, energy, mindfulness, concentration, wisdom, and joy, etc. Tranquility, etc. So because of this, you must know, oh, you need all these good different qualities to cultivate, to progress. So dana is only one contribution in these, all these good qualities required for progress in meditation. This is one quality which will add on to your aloba. But you do it with loba, yes, you give money, but you are thinking, do this like investment. I want to get more return in spiritually. So it becomes loba. Then more and more suffering. More suffering. So because of that, this couple, they learned a big lesson. After that, I think they never dare to do like that. If they want to, I told them, you want to dana, you dana. I caution you already. If you have expectation, it may spoil your retreat. If you have pure heart, and you dana. With a brotherly attitude, with a sisterly attitude, with love, with pure love. And then with a really non-greed, then it may not be direct to your meditation immediately, but somehow it is one plus point in your whole being, in your whole person, as your karma, all your accumulation of parami. It is one plus point. It is not the nearest or immediate one, or not the whole, but it is one small plus point. So in this way. So we have to understand. So when a person can dana with a higher understanding, actually, if you don't dana, you keep all this property until tomb, to the graveyard. What can you? You cannot bring this property to next life. So understanding this, like the Bodhisattva, Hermes Sumedha, he during the Dipankara Buddha era, he renounced. When his parents passed away, the treasurer in the home, in his family, just came. Okay, now they are our owner, you are our master. Look at this property. This is a property from your father's side, ancestors. This is property from mother's ancestors. This is a property that your father and mother accumulate in their lifetime. Now, please use it as much as you like. Then, Our Bodhisattva Sumedha, he reflect, oh, how foolish. All these people, all my ancestors, all my parents, they accumulate all this wealth, but they cannot bring to their future. So they cannot bring to their future. They just leave it and they die in vain. As a person who accumulate wealth only. So I would find a way to bring this wealth to my future. What is this wealth? I said, well, I just give away. Because this thing, I want to go and renounce and find truth. So you just give, give, give. So it comes in the form of karma. Instead of, the more you hold on, the less you have. The more you let go, the more wealthy you are. Because your life changed. Huh? Yeah, a lot of dana parami. So in this way. But of course, the bodhisattva did not do it with the greedy mind. I want lots of money, so because of that I give. No. It's because these things, they are all anicca. You cannot do anything to your, you know, you can just use it, but once you pass away, you cannot do anything, you cannot bring it away. So because of this understanding of this true nature of all these phenomena, so he naturally developed the kind of detachment and letting go and give away in that spirit. So this kind of mind, very helpful. Without attachment, further still, if he has this vipassana wisdom, no attachment to myself. I'm also anicca, dukkha, anatta. No attachment to the receiver, thinking that, oh, this is mine, this is my children, this is who and who. Just give out of pure love. Without too much this kind of greeting, holding on, whether the teacher is eating the food that I offer or not, you know. Sometimes people have this thing. But once you have given, you know. It's up to the teacher to whether he eat or not eat. That is the aloba. But if, after you give, you say, look at it, oh, he's eating or not, he's not eating or not, he's drinking or not, not drinking or not. So the mind is not letting go, the mind is still holding on. Is it loba or aloba? It is loba. So if you understand how dana will really help your sila, how it can contribute to your bhavana, meditation, then you must know the mechanism. It is aloba. So I must do without holding on, without attachment to myself, to the receiver, subject, object, and then the things that you offer. This is all anicca. Because of all anicca, anukha, dukkha, anatta. So never mind, I don't want to have greed. So let it be used for some useful benefit. Okay, for others, for the benefit, for the happiness of all. So with this attitude, then the dana quality is better. Good quality, a real aloba. In fact, not only aloba, it comes also with selflessness, the anatta spirit. That is even better. Then, three things need to be avoided if you are, the dana must be really powerful. Three things. One is tanha, craving. Oh, this is easy, it's clear. A loba, it doesn't live together with tanha. So the loba, tanha is actually the cetasika is loba. So, a loba and a loba doesn't never come in the same mental state. Never. Never appear in the same mental state. So now you cultivate this, this you overcome. This is okay, clear. But so what happened to those people who dana with loba? No. They dana with I want name and I want fame. So that dana is no longer real dana. Because it fails to cultivate the aloba cetasika. So we cannot say this, the kind of dana has quality to produce much, much. But still it has some merits. It's different time moment. You see, actually in one split moment, sometimes our mind mixed with wholesome and unwholesome or mixed. So if you do dana, you want to give, you have some good quality. But if you do it with a lot of like business, you know, with a lot of craving, to expecting a lot of return, then it mixed. An impure quality mixed in between. So that dana, that aloba also not so strong. So this kind of dana, we say corrupted by tanha. Corrupted by craving. Then another corrupted by wrong view. You are so sure about I am getting this merit. That is the person. This is who and who. Whatever. Because of this strong attachment to myself and others. So this strong holding on. And then this object is how superior, whatever. So because of this holding on, so it is, or with the wrong understanding, wrong view, is corrupted by ditti. Wrong view. Then you have a pride. Oh, I'm giving good things. You know, I'm a giver. You know, people are not respecting me. They don't know me. I am giving this. I am a big donor. If this attitude arises, this ego, conceit, then mana. So corrupted by these three things, parami. It's very difficult to call it a parami. It will not be, it is not pure. These three, we call papancha. Diti, dana, and mana. So these three, it corrupt our merits. So this dana will not contribute that much. When we have done away with this, okay, I give. This is just a condition. Because as long as we live in this samsara, we need this condition. This is just condition. Like you use the oil, you use the water, you use the merits, just like that. You need this. You are earning your money, you know you need to earn. Sometimes just because you need it. If your mother gets sick, son gets sick, children get sick, daughter gets sick. You have the money, you can provide proper care, proper facilities and proper help to them. So this is, it's just need. You don't need to do it with a lot of greed. You just earn your money with as a matter of necessity only. But if you have a strong greed, that's different. So same, you do dana. You know this merit, you don't need to imagine, I have no merit, I don't want merit. This is also false. We know cause and effect. This is wisdom. To try to pretend to have no cause and effect, you want to say, I'm giving not for anything. No, this is, we know this is meritorious, so we do. This is not great. This is just understanding of how nature works only. So without craving, you know you need the merit, you just earn it. And you do it without holding on to myself and object and this, then the wrong view. You are free from the wrong view. So this kind of quality, if you can do away with wrong view through dana, you can do away with craving when you do dana, you can do away with pride with dana. This quality, how are these qualities related? Aloba, adosa, and no mana. How they support our sila? Support a lot. Support a lot. Especially when the person can dana with selfless attitude. All our defilements, all our virtues get broken down, killing, stealing, committing sexual misconduct, and then lying, and liquor, and all these things, all comes because of ourself only. Because of this self, this ego, this trying to please this self, this I, try to feed it all the time. Because of this, we break the precepts, we spoil this, we hurt others, we harm others. But if we have developed good qualities, you see, dana can bring up a lot of good qualities. You see, dana, you can always perfect it and perfect. So from the beginning, you just give out of sympathy, give to the beggar, then you develop more and more. When the dana is higher, the sila also higher. It's purer, easier to keep, more natural. Instead of having strong restraint, sila is just sila. It's a happy thing to keep sila. No one is forcing us to keep sila. The Buddha say, no, ask us. Sikha parang samadhiyami. I undertake this training rule. It's not a commandment. It is a training rule that I willingly undertake. If you don't undertake the training rule, nobody will force it upon you. So this is a spirit. So when we develop good quality through dana, and then dana can actually bring up to our qualities up to very high. Because of that, our sila also become very high. It is five precepts, simple. This is obvious. But more than that, the sila is not only about five precepts. Five precepts is varita sila, restrain sila. I don't want to do this, I don't want to harm others, I don't want to kill, don't want to steal people's couple, I don't want to disturb. People's daughter, people's don't disturb, respect. Unless it is your husband and wife. So thinking like that. So this quality easier to keep. If you have a selfless attitude, it is easier to keep. Easier. Then after that, restraint also easier, not too difficult. Then on top of that, you can cultivate more, we call it positive virtues. Not only the passive one, I don't do. You can, charita sila. For the monks and nuns, is to teacher, to the acharya, to the fellow practitioners. But for lay people, in the same spirit, is to parents, to friends, to your boss, to everybody. You just do your responsibility accordingly. What you should, the obligations, fulfill it. Response. So in this way. So you can also slowly, because of this, starting from dana, you are thinking to benefit others. Dana spirit is the spirit to benefit others. So when you have the spirit to benefit others, not too difficult to give service to teacher, to father, mother. Charita sila. When you can do like that, your charita sila also perfect. Getting better and better. Charita sila. And not only that. Not only that. Sila also come in many forms. So far now, most people when they talk about sila, they only talk about Vinaya sila. The Vinaya say so. Actually, there's a lot of sila in the suttas. When you recite the Karaniya Metta Sutta, Suttanta Sila. In fact, my teacher, my preceptor, Pao Xiaoji, say, the relationship between Suttanta Sila and your meditation, sometimes closer. Closer. For example, you recite Karaniya Metta Sutta, Sako Uju Suju Suhajocha Samurana Timani, Santu Sako Uja Subaroja Apakicho Sasalau Kauti, Santindreo Jenipako Uja Apakabu Kulesu Ananugit Dona Sukudang Samachari Kinji, Yena Winyo Pareo Pawadeyum. 15 qualities. Out of these 15 qualities, you can see contentment, uprightness, things. Very, very useful. Very useful. Softness of non-pride. These are very helpful. These virtues is very helpful. Some people, they say, I keep sila already, why my meditation not progress? You see, when they complain like that, that means the sila already. You are not contented, you are not patient, you are thinking to a lot of technique, like this, not upright. So because of that, meditation cannot progress. But people who can keep sila, not only Vinaya sila, also Suttanta sila. Like Karaniya Metta Sutta, Mangala Sutta, and then Salika Sutta, so many things that you need to cultivate. So when you cultivate these qualities naturally, then usually from my experience of teaching meditation, most people who have good virtues, especially Suttanta Sila, their meditation have very less pain and suffering. When you have less pain and suffering, usually can progress a bit faster, usually, because happy, easier. But cannot say exactly 100%, because to make a progress for any phenomena in the world to ripen, usually there are so many conditions. So this is one condition, crucial conditions, but I won't say it is absolute conditions. It could be past parami and many factors also involved. But anyway, it is a very good plus point. Sila. Because of sila, we have no remorse. What I should do, I have done. What I should not do, I have not done. Because of that, sometimes the monks during the Buddha's time, they reflect on their sila. Oh, lot of joy. Because of that joy, and slowly, not remorse, joy, and then tranquility, all good quality, detachment, all these things come, and then you progress in meditation, in fact, achieve liberation. So you see, the important thing is here now, the main message in this talk is wholesome qualities, they are related to each other. One wholesome qualities can break out another. So this is, now we are just quoting one model only. How dana can bring out, enhance and help us to cultivate sila and bring up the sila. So, anything else about this? Dana and sila? This much share with you. So, starting from dana, we move on, we don't stop there. The merits of dana cannot compare to the merits of sila. Merits of sila is higher. Some people, they don't understand why. Why? I give, I do so much. Why sila is higher? In terms of liberation, in terms of seeing the truth, realization, in terms of higher growth in the being's qualities, sila is definitely higher. It's definitely higher. You see, when we give something, when we give, we offer service, and we give material things, and we give the teaching, whatever. It only happens at the time. At the time of doing it. At the time of performing it. But sila, it comes. If you keep sila one day, it's a whole day. It's a whole day. It's a whole day. So this one, it comes. The length. And also in the sense of, you see, dana, after you dana, the person benefit. But sometimes, because the person doesn't have a good sila, the dana also get corrupted, you know. Dana also get corrupted. Some people, they take their stolen goods to give. So the receiver also get into trouble because of receiving stolen goods. You see, this is only one example. There are many other examples. There are many other examples. When the person do not have the virtues, for example, the person want to give you a lot of craving, mean with a lot of conditions, you know, you must publicize, you know, advertise for me, you must make me popular, and you must do this and do that for me if I give you. You know? Because of that, the receiver also don't feel so much of it. You know? Right or not? If people give to you something good, but with a lot of conditions, and then you know, with a lot of pride, and then you can step into your business and influence you and control you or sabotage you, then you feel very hard. So people happy, it's happier to receive from a person who is virtuous. You know, if a virtuous person give you something, you feel very deep. But if a person is not virtuous, you know, give you, yes, no doubt you need it, but you don't feel so much. The benefit it produces not so much. So sila also enhance your dana. If that's why sometimes usually when people perform dana, whenever possible, we always give them administer the five precepts. After they take the five precepts, they renew their sila. Their sila renew. Sometimes you may not know, unknowingly you may compromise the sila. Then because of that, you renew your sila again, you renew again. So with a pure sila, you go and perform a dana, that becomes more meritorious for you. More meritorious for you. So sometimes so far from our experience, people who are virtuous, when they give dana to us, usually they won't cause much problem to us. But people who are not so virtuous, sometimes when they dana, sometimes also difficult. You feel pressure. You know, they feel they want this and want that. You feel pressure. Not so easy. That's why in our place, in Tusita Hermitage in Kuching, in the monastery, we don't put, when people dana, we don't put the name and whatever. And we print the books, usually we don't put the name. We tell them, we encourage people to dana in the higher spirit. But yes, no doubt, sometimes they take our book, other association, they take the book and then they print, and then we cannot help. They put the name to Sita Hermitage, but they print with all this list. It's beyond our control. But as far as we can do, we advise our donors and advise and teach them. You must not only dana with a pure heart, also you dana with wisdom. So because of that, also, we find in our organization, very rare, negative influence from donors. Very rare. Almost zero. I can say almost zero. Why? Usually because the dana, they learn. They appreciate the spirit of true dana. So because of that, our donors also become virtuous. When the donors are virtuous, the organization is also very peaceful. No one is thinking that, oh, my donation is big, so I want to have bigger say. Nobody behaves like that in our organization, in Tusita Hermitage. No. So even the big donor, who can donate a lot of money, still sometimes very humble. Very humble. See, doing work, not only give material dana, also give service, and also from time to time consult. Bhante, should I do? Am I doing the right thing? It is the right thing. It's wrong, please correct me. Very humble. So because of that, the sasana will also become very, very good. Harmonious. When the donors, when the monks, all, when the monks don't need to please the donors and to please them all. We just please the Dharma. We just go according to the Dharma, please the Dharma and do the according to the Dharma. The donors should be happy. When they see the monks and then the leaders are doing according to the Dharma, the donors are happy because they are donating to a group of people who keep according to live according to the Buddha's teaching and spirit. So the donors also will be with more wisdom. But if the donor wants, oh, now you should welcome me at the airport, you know. So for example, then how? Then the monks become, you know, like clown, you know, we have to please this person and to please this person and we shake hands with this person. Then we become a socialized, you know, socialization like businessman already. It's no more true monk, it's business monk. So it is not. No doubt we please people. We want people to be happy. We please them with Dharma. By giving Dharma so that their life change, so that they find true happiness. So in this way, it is the right way to please people. But the wrong way to please people is compromising principles for the sake of this person, because he's an important person. I have to please him, and then I compromise my principle. Then the Dharma gets shaken. We don't compromise principles. We don't compromise the true Dharma teachings. But provided it's a true principle, we have to be careful, and provided it's according to the Buddha's teaching. So when we do like that, the whole team become good. So when the whole organization move towards the light and live more harmoniously, more peaceful, more supportive to each other, isn't it more meritorious for the donors? The merit comes when things get better. When things get worse, how can it become meritorious? Things, the donation, the support, the service become meritorious because it actually produces good results. So you see, when people who keep sila, when they donate, then it actually produces good sila, good benefit, and then the donation, everything also become very valuable. So in this way. So when we try to see, dana and sila, they are supporting each other. But easier to start with dana and then move on sila. But we should not make it so clear cut. This life I will only do dana, next life I do sila. Don't do like that. When you do together, actually it's supportive. 1 + 1 is more than 2. 1 + 1 is more than 2. So later we'll move on to bhavana, samadhi, and panya. If you want to know more about sila, there are many categories. Dana, many categories. Sila also, but dana also many categories. For example, we can categorize based on the senses. Seeing, you give seeing object, you give hearing object, you offer a gong or something good to the monastery. You offer smell, good smell, fragrance, flowers. You offer taste, good food, suitable food, things like that. And you offer good bed and cushion and things like that. And you offer pleasant objects for whatever, which is books or for the mind, things like that. So you can offer different objects based on the six sense doors, especially the first five sense doors. This is also another category. So different way we categorize dana. This one you all can read up from the text of the Greek Chronicle of the Buddhas, because it's a gather all other the facts in one. You can read up different dana. And how, if for the sake of dana parami, you just give material things, it's dana parami. You can give your bodily organs, this is upa parami. And you can give your life. This is paramata parami. So you can read up. If you are interested, you can see how far you want to go in dana. But what I just share with just now with you all is the fundamental principle. To be free from a wrong view, to be free from craving, to be free from pride. To do with a selfless heart, with a loving heart, with really powerful alobha chetasika. And if you do like that, you catch this main spirit, then you'll find that this will be very powerful. Your dana will become very powerful, supporting your sila. And then if you good powerful sila, will support samadhi. And real powerful samadhi will support the arising of true wisdom. Okay? So, any questions? Any question about this topic? No. Okay, very good. If everyone understand, so okay, I think that's right, lah. Okay, so we do sharing of merits, and make it aspiration of sharing of merits. First is may this merits of listening to the Dharma be a condition help me to be to overcome causes of suffering, all defilements, all taints. Idam me punyam asavakaya vahang hotu. May this merits be a conditions for the supportive conditions for the realization of Nibbana. Idam me punyam Nibbana sa pachayo hotu. And then now we share all these merits equally with all beings, and may all beings rejoice in the merits that we cultivate tonight. Idang me punya sabba satana bhaje ma te sabbe me sama punya bhagam labantu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.